Hour, Our Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Berigman. Great day to be here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. Of course, a lot's going on in the world with California with these fires. We're going to try to get Deborah on. I'm sure we'll get her on here. You give us some information about what we're dealing with in California. But the power company says, well, fires are coming, so we're going to cut your power. That's just what we need.
And a couple of their trucks caught a couple bullets from irate people.
And then some articles. Corporate media didn't report that. they reported, oh, they were just egged.
Yeah.
We'd like to also, ask you to pray for the people in California. Just people everywhere. Pray for a country that we can have truth and justice and morality and peace. And also, of course, for the babies. We're focusing on abortion and pro-life. We want life in this country. And so continue, let's pray and let's focus and let's believe, because I believe the worm is about to turn. There's enough energy in specifically America. I don't know about Europe. Europe may be down the rabbit hole on this. But America, there is enough energy here to flip this. And so it's time that people of faith, that they act it and they have pray to the God that they believe in, that they claim they believe in, that we can be delivered here. It doesn't matter what Nancy Pelosi or Planned Parenthood or whatever says. We don't want it. We don't want any part of it. And we want our country free of it. And we want to rid ourselves of this curse and ask God to forgive us of what we've done here. And that we can have mercy. If God can have mercy on Sodom and Gomorrah, if you find 50 decent people, righteous people, this can turn, ladies and gentlemen. So please, in your prayers, really diligently, get after it on this. And we're going to put prayer warriors on this situation. Okay. We're going to do news, and then we're going to do Ty Bollinger's going to come on just for a second. We got confused on the time a couple days ago, but we got it straight now. He's going to come on, just pop in the Truth About Cancer conference. You may want to check it out. You may have your life saved. So we'll have him just quickly pop in. Dr. Group is going to be a keynote speaker tomorrow on it. So well worth your attention. It's free to listen to. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour, of course.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America. And they're still praying at 9 o'clock every night.
For this country.
For this country. So
9 o'clock, wherever you are.
If you think about it, join in for a minute or two prayer. You put all those prayers together, we can change this country around.
William Snowblind also is going to be here. I totally forgot. I'm so glad that William is going to be here, especially this time with Halloween, and we're going to get into quite a bit, and we'll have some good time to talk to William. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen, the news. Julian Assange. Oh, also shout out to Kathy. I talked to Mike yesterday in Cape Girardeau, and Mike said Kathy stopped by.
At the coin shop.
Yeah,
we missed you, Kathy.
Yeah, so shout out to you. World News, Julian Assange remained locked up in UK prison following brief court appearance ahead of U.S. extradition hearing. Why is this guy in jail? He's just being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? Why isn't Trump getting him out?
Well, that's what I think extradition is. I think
they're going to get him out in America.
I think he's going to want him over here where he can protect him.
Million Mask March. Anonymous plans to fight for the internet, freedom of speech, and press November 5th.
Oh, good. So where's that at?
The 5th of November. You remember the movie V for Vendetta?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, man, what a great movie.
Really good.
That is. A little violent at times if you got little kids or whatever, but just the spirit of it is just amazing. Only happens, November 5th of November only happens once a year, quickly approaching. Activists who associate themselves with the decentralized, leaderless, anonymous collective are beginning to organize together for rallies across the world. This will be interesting.
Yeah, they see how big they can get.
Egyptian protest, a U.S.-fueled Arab Spring reboot. So they're protesting in Egypt again. So there's protesting everywhere.
Is
the CIA pumping this, or is this real?
I don't know.
Or maybe both.
Yeah, could be both.
You know, like in Hong Kong. Maybe it's both. Protesters have begun to spread again in Egypt after nearly a decade of frustration in Washington over its inability to coerce Cairo into serving its regional and global designs. So that leads me to believe that it's more of
CIA.
The CIA. China denounces Thai politicians for backing Hong Kong protest. China is, and we're going to get to the NBA, you know, Thai politicians are speaking out about, I applaud them.
Yeah, me too.
I applaud Thailand
for doing this. I hope the NBA starts speaking out about them.
The Chinese embassy in Bangkok has condemned Thai politicians for showing support to Hong Kong activists amid mass anti-Beijing protests. One of the most important and powerful things Daniel Estulin has ever said on this broadcast, and he said a lot.
He said a lot, yeah.
One of them, last time he was on, if you want to go check out the last interview, it's up on YouTube too. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel because that's a way we can get out. We hate Google, whatever, but we're still going to use their platforms. We're going to use them as much as we can.
Yeah.
We're going to use them like a rented mule as long as we're able.
Right.
And, but he said about China, and I forgot the word he used, but China, they feel by their astrological signs, whatever, they need completeness by 2025. They need to be one whole. It's only happened one other time in their history. I think the 7th century said. They are hell-bent for leather, whatever word you want to say, to drive to unify all of China. That includes Hong Kong. That includes Taiwan. Supposedly there's a ghost. So check out that interview. Very interesting. Brexit. EU and UK agree to intensify talks. I'm tired of talking about this Brexit.
Pull out. Get out of town.
Talks. What are we talking about?
No.
Why don't you pull out and go talk to America and then just trade all your stuff with the United States?
Trump said he's going to offer a sweet deal.
Yeah, Obama said I'm putting you at the end of the line. Trump said I'll put you the first of the line.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He's going to give you a sweet deal. Do it. Pull out.
In the United States, does Trump's tax returns mean anything to you? Is this important to you at all?
No.
Why is this important?
It ain't.
Why is the House pushing for it so much, do you think?
It's embarrassing.
To find some...
Some little dot didn't cross.
Yeah, wait a minute. You
owe 10 cents.
Well, I don't know about... Oh, they don't care about that. They care about... you took money from a... You built a rush... You paid $50,000 to a Russian politician so you could have your thing built in his city?
Yep.
It's like... Well, yeah, that's how business.
That's how business is done.
That's how things get built. Do you think things get built in New York just for
I'll tell you a story one day about New York City.
What about?
Oh, when
now you got me interested.
We were working in there, and we were delivering the safe, and we were moving it up. Since we weren't part of the union that moves stuff in New York City. All of a sudden, the union representative shows up and says, "You can't move this safe. You ain't moving it. We're staying here." So we call our boss real quick and say, "This guy, we can't move this thing. There's 16 guys here ready to beat us up if we
touch
the safe, you know?
Because we're not part of the union."
And so he comes in from Jersey and then goes over to takes the guy to his side and talks to him for a few minutes. And all of a sudden, we're ready to go. Okay, you can bring it in. And so we get back to the shop. How's that work? We're not part of the union.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, I slipped them $100 bill, and
and then we can move.
It made everything go away.
Smoothed it right away. You know, concrete. You need a lot of concrete if you're going to build buildings.
That's right.
And you know who runs concrete in New York?
That's right.
And it's not the Girl Scouts, ladies and gentlemen. Trump accountant told by appeals court to surrender records. So the appeals court here. And now it's going to possibly go to the Supreme Court.
He ain't
going to
surrender records.
No, and I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
It's none of their business.
That's right.
There was a three-panel vote. The one judge that was appointed by Trump, of course, sided with Trump. You know, don't tell me these judges.
They're crooked.
The dignity, the sanctity of law. Give me a break. Just stop it right now. The one judge was appointed by Clinton, voted against Trump. The one judge was appointed by Obama against Trump on this. And the one was appointed by Trump, voted for Trump. Let me think about this, and let me read to you what the dissenting vote, the one judge appointed by Trump, what she said. I think it's a woman. What she said about this situation. Okay. Nope. And this puts it perfectly clear about these tax situations. Is there a crime? You know, we have rights. There is a Bill of Rights, right? Okay, here's what. Investigations of impeachable offenses simply are not and never have been within Congress's legislative power. Throughout our history, Congress, the President, and the courts have insisted upon maintaining the separation between the legislative and impeachment powers of the House and recognize the gravity and accountability that follow impeachment. Allowing the committee to issue this subpoena for legislative purposes would turn Congress into a roving inquisition over a co-equal branch of government. That is the best description of this I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because this is going back and forth. That is the best description I've ever heard. That is a constitutional argument. That is the fact. The House can't sit there on some
and hunt for your
record. Why do you need your record? Because we say so. Because we have the legislative. See, what they're saying is we have the legislative power to dictate that we need your records.
You cannot fish. You cannot go fishing.
They don't have that power.
They don't have that power.
And anybody who wants to say they do, Judge Napolitano, I'm really upset with him.
Oh,
you want to say you're wrong.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
I don't know if he's just bitter about not getting a Supreme Court nominee from Trump or, you know, somebody's got dirt on him, you know.
Child charged with felony for pointing finger gun in school.
I heard that. The one thing good about it, they took the girl and sent her over to California with her grandmother. Got her out of the state.
Yeah, she may not be safe in California. They'll serve that.
A warrant on her. Arrest.
Yeah. A 12-year-old girl was hauled from school in handcuffs. Now, where would you think that this would occur? I don't know if you know. Where would you think this would be? California?
Yeah,
right?
You think it would be.
Or New York, mm-hmm. or maybe parts of Baltimore, you know, or something mm-hmm. like that. Do you know where this happened?
No, I do not.
Middle America, Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you and we're gonna read another story here, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to every day feel like I'm on my soapbox. I just want you to know. I want to inject you with as much confidence to understand the gravity of the moment that we are in history,
mm-hmm.
and the importance that you are and who you are. As darkness descends, and that's what tyranny is. That's what these things are. That's what taking a 12-year-old, putting them in handcuffs, or pointing a gun, playing, whether it's silly, whether it's stupid, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's darkness. When darkness descends, then as the light level starts to lower, you just being yourself, staying exactly where you are, as the darkness descends down and pushes the light down, because you stay where you are, then you start to stick up. It's like a nail sticking out of a board, right? You start to stick up in who you are. Whether you understand that or believe that or not, you are now going to be put in the shadow. You are now going to be put in the spotlight. Your beliefs, your concepts, who you are, your convictions, mm-hmm. certainly. I'm here to tell you, Uncle Kevin's here to tell you, we believe in you. And you are more important than you ever know. And so, 12-year-old girls are getting handcuffed for goofing off with a finger gun.
Yeah, they need to get a big lawyer and sue them. Sue the heck out of them. And all those people go to the PTA and wreck it.
Several national security officials raised alarms about Ukraine policy before and after Trump call. This is from the Stanford Journal. They're saying, well, we're concerned about Trump's possible manipulation of Ukraine before this call. And my question is, where was your concern when Joe Biden was stopping an investigation of his son and holding $1 billion+ over the head of Ukraine to manipulate their
didn't hear a word.
Yeah. There's no question
never
about
heard
that.
Of the story.
There is no question that that happened. All these stories and these, oh, we were concerned. This is grave. Are you kidding me? Are you for real? Are you for real?
Yeah.
This is a joke.
It's a joke. Absolutely. It's disgusting.
U.S. ambassador to EU to testify won't share documents. Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, will testify before the committees leading an impeachment inquiry, complying with House Democrat subpoena. Reuters quoted his lawyers as saying today. He was initially scheduled to testify earlier this week, but he was blocked by the Trump administration. Notwithstanding the State Department's current direction to not testify, Ambassador Sondland will honor the committee's subpoena. I don't know if he's allowed to do that. If the White House tells him not to, if Trump says no,
he's got executive privilege over that.
Well, he says he's not authorized to release the documents the House committees have sought.
Oh, okay. As long as he doesn't talk about that, he can talk about, you know, the sky, you know?
Well, I don't know what he's going to talk about. I mean, who knows? Ukraine whistleblower may not testify in person. Do you hear this? The supposed whistleblower who got this whole situation started.
Yeah.
Oh, I fear for my life. I don't want my... Are you kidding me? You are trying to take down the president of the United States, and your identity is not going to be known?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're not going to come in public? We don't do this in private. No. This isn't some dark CIA black op. You are going to get your behind in front of America, in front of Congress, and you're going to answer the darn questions.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if not, throw the whole thing out.
Yeah. And then shut your damn mouth.
Yep.
Either one. One of the two.
Yeah, this isn't Zimbabwe.
Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine shows up on Capitol Hill. So Marie Yovanovitch has arrived at Capitol Hill to give her testimony behind closed doors. Again, closed doors.
We got to stop that.
Closed doors. Come on.
We need to shine the light on everything.
Next two stories that we mentioned China. Okay. Put these next two stories together. Portland Trail Blazers no longer Portland. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Portland Trail Portland Trail Blazers.
Okay.
Red leather, yellow leather. Portland Trail Blazers no longer partnering with a military contractor who supplies Israel. They're an NBA team. Okay. So there's a military contractor who was one of their big sponsors.
Okay.
It was also connected with Israel and providing military support and different technology to them. The owner says, we're not going to renew their thing because their connection with Israel. Okay?
Okay, I got it. Fine.
You don't want to support... Okay, fine.
Good.
Okay.
You got that right.
Now, next story.
Okay.
Reporter silenced after asking NBA stars about China.
I saw that.
A reporter had the mic snatched from her after she asked two NBA stars what they thought about freedom of expression following the controversy over a pro-Hong Kong tweet. And the mic was snatched from her.
I saw that, yeah.
And Steve Kerr won't comment. They'll comment on anything about America. Anything associated with Israel. They'll stop these. But you say anything bad about China? Whoa, my goodness.
I'm going to give the NBA a little bit. And then if they don't come around, I'm going to call for a boycott.
Well, I can barely watch an NFL game anymore because of what they did with the stand and kneel and whatever.
I
barely watch an NFL game.
Yeah.
Baseball, I've been a huge sports fan all my life.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball, I mean, they stand for the national anthem and they're respectful. It's America's pastime, and they seem to keep that American ethic so much. Mm-hmm. Even though tons of Latin players are coming in, they still keep they're not doing any of this. But the NBA is showing exactly, these sports groups are showing exactly who they are. They're used as propaganda arms to push the New World Order.
That's exactly
what other word. They are running the NBA. Thank God for Daryl Morey, who brought this to a head, the GM from Houston, who originally tweeted that. They are being front men for the New World. China is New World Order central, the paradigm, the blueprint.
Yeah, like I said yesterday. Chinese want to see the NBA, not the Europeans play. They want to see the NBA.
All right.
So if they speak up, I think that everything is going to be fine.
Sesame Street introduces a Muppet who has a mother addicted to partisan antipathy, antipathy, more intense, more personal. Of course it's more intense. Of course it's more personal. When you try to destroy the fabric of this country and the fabric of law in this country, of course people are going to get angry. That's why I said there's a war. There's an ideological, inevitable clash way this is continuing. There is no way to avoid it. There is no, we can just go, I don't care about, you can't say I don't care about politics. I don't care. Politics cares about you. They are attacking your core values and they will not stop until they are stopped. Their goal, you can see it. If you can't see it by now, keep listening.
That's right.
Keep listening to this show, and you'll start to put this together, and you'll think, well, Daniel's a lunatic. You may think I'm a lunatic now. Just keep listening. You may be a new listener. Your core values, the American core values, the Declaration of Independence, is on trial every day in this country now,
mm-hmm.
when it was the standard.
Yep.
And so what does that mean for you? Gas prices exceed $5 a gallon, almost 6 a gallon in L.A.
Well, it's on fire, I heard.
Well, in L.A. is not on fire. Between the taxes and the fires in Northern California, I think that's what's driving it.
Was it San Bernardino is on fire?
It's gone up 57 cents over the past month. Major junk food company collapses. The Grocery Manufacturers Association was the brazen trade and lobbying group for junk food makers and biotech and GMO seed companies. In recent years, Nestle, Kraft, Mars, Campbell Soup, and others have quit GMA as it was increasingly perceived as being out of touch with consumer sentiments. So this food pimp,
right,
which was called GMA, who goes and sells and produce and distributes all this stuff.
All this junk. Yeah.
They went under because
nobody's buying it.
People don't want it.
Excellent.
People don't want it.
Well, we say that at Walmart. We see that.
Wildfires explode in Southern California. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, jeez, Southern California.
I didn't know it was L.A. too.
Yeah, it's right around. Yeah.
Wow. One of eight active wildfires. This is happening so fast. I didn't even read this morning.
That's San Bernardino, I think it is.
Eight active wildfires burning in California days after power was shut off to hundreds of thousands of people in an effort to prevent fires.
Somebody's dropping flares or the.
Well, did you catch what I just read?
Yeah.
We're going to turn off power to prevent fires.
Yeah. And then where all the fires are. Yeah.
I
would say that's very suspicious.
An all-out blizzard that is unheard of, that is unheard of for October is about to hit farms in the Midwest with up to 2 feet of snow. Weather is crazy.
Yeah.
Explosions on an Iranian oil tanker off Jeddah's coast caused spill. Supposedly Iran says they've been hit by two missiles, they're claiming. DNA-based vaccines are in our future. They will, quote, literally change our DNA. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has launched efforts to create a vaccine that would protect people from most flu strains all at once and literally change your body's DNA. They will not change my DNA. They will not make me.
Nope.
Remember, that just like I told Cheryl, if you're listening, you know, she's working in Hawaii to stop the intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Cheryl, no matter how upset you get it, they cannot make you.
Nope, can't do it.
They cannot make you, Cheryl. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
On that Feel Good Friday, I just love that bass line, and we love the next two guests. Joining us just for a few minutes will be Ty Bollinger, and on the other side, William Snowblin is in the wings, so we got a big full house coming. Ty Bollinger is an author, a producer. His most famous film is, I think, probably The Truth About Cancer, The Global Quest. His company, The Truth About Cancer, thetruthaboutcancerlive.us is the website, ttaclive.us. ttaclive.us is the website. Ty Bollinger, so good to have you on. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me on, brother. Really appreciate you having me on, and thanks for plugging the website, because what that is a place where people can go and literally sign up and watch this three-day conference we're having out here in Anaheim, California, absolutely free. And we're sharing information that could save your life, cancer, vaccine freedom, you name it. We're going to be sharing it these next 3 days.
Let me just ask you, this is, I mean, it's not just cancer we're talking about. And cancer is like 1 in 2.5 in America. So obviously just about everybody needs to be aware of this and information. Like you said, this that's powerful. Where can you look at something for free that might save your life? So think about that. But it's not just cancer. You got a lot of vaccine information. Robert Kennedy Jr. is speaking. What was the genesis of all this? What motivated you to bring all this together?
Yeah, great question, Danny. I mean, it was literally a personal loss of 7 close family members from the year 1996 to 2004, which included my father to begin with and my mother in 2004, and 5 other close family members in between. All died of cancer. Actually, many of them died from the toxicity of the cancer treatment. My father died from the botched surgery. He bled to death. They were all diagnosed with cancer. But what we found was that it's not uncommon for the treatments to actually kill someone quicker than the cancer would have killed him. Because when Dad was originally diagnosed, they gave him 2 years, and he died in 25 days because he bled to death. They did 19 blood transfusions in those 25 days, and they said, there's nothing else we can do. We can't stitch him up. And he died. And so we began to learn that there are a lot of different treatments for cancer that are being suppressed, that there's no money in them, and so they're not being taught in medical schools, and the rabbit hole continues to go and go. And we just learned over the years that it's not now just cancer. All kinds of different areas of our health choices that are being we're being limited in our freedom of choice when it comes to whether or not we vaccinate. And as you mentioned, you know, Bobby Kennedy will be speaking here this weekend, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Del Bigtree, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, And we have over 40 speakers in all. Jeffrey Smith will be talking about genetically modified organisms. We've got Dr. Marty Goldstein will be talking about pet cancer. And we have chiropractors, medical doctors, and it's going to be an amazing 3 days. And I'm so thankful that you chose to have me on for just a few minutes today to let people know that they can go to ttaclive.us and sign up and watch it for free. Because, you know, that this is our mission after losing all these family members, is we don't want other families to have to suffer because of lack of knowledge. You know, it said in the Bible, in Hosea, it says, my people are perishing for lack of knowledge. We don't want that to happen anymore.
One of the keynote speakers is Dr. Group, and we love Dr. Group, and he's one originally emailed
Ed
me to
awesome.
Have you on. Yeah, we love that. I mean, in his research, I mean, he was involved with MD Anderson, and he got right to the heart of it, and he knows exactly what this battle is. Let me ask you on a bigger question, last question. I know you got to go. Where is this fight, or is this idea in American consciousness? I mean, we grew up in the 50s almost worshiping somebody in a white coat and a degree from a medical school. And 50, 60, 70 years later, you know, maybe now we're starting to question this as a group consciousness. Where is that fight? Where is that battle?
You know, the battle now is in the education system. And because I grew up believing that whatever doctor tells you is gospel truth, you know, trust your doctor. And the reality is that most doctors are good people and they've got good intentions. I'm not anti-doctor by any means, but if the education system that they go through indoctrinates them into a slant of medicine that is drug intensive, well, that's all they know. And that's what we've found ever since 1910, the Flexner Report of 1910, which basically co-opted the medical schools here in the United States and pushed them towards a drug intensive style of medicine. That's all these doctors know, because that's all they've ever been taught. And I've gotten that with dozens of interviews over the years from medical doctors who said, hey, when I went through medical school, I was never taught anything about nutrition, detoxification, the power of fasting, the medicinal herbs. All I was taught is if somebody's sick, here's a prescription for them. And so the problem is not with the doctors. The problem is with the education system teaching the doctors. And you know, I mean, if you indoctrinate someone through an education system, you've got them. That's what happened in Nazi Germany with the Hitler Youth, right? They were indoctrinated to believe that this was the way that things should be, when the reality is it was very immoral. And that's in the medical system now is very immoral to me, because it's not healing people. It's just giving them a pill for every ill, and it's making pharmaceutical patients for life.
Well, anybody who thinks that American medical system is top notch and is improving America's life, I mean, just if they really look at the worldwide statistics, they can't say that. I mean, we can have false pride if we want, but that's not even true anymore. And we really applaud you, Ty. We honor you. TTAC, the truth about cancer, TTAClive.us is the website. I really hope that people participate after the Power Hour. Go straight there. And now, can they, if they've missed something or later on, can they see the replay?
Absolutely. We're streaming it live these next 3 days. But then if you miss something, we're streaming it all that next night, the whole 12 hours again during the night. And then the next day goes live at 8:30 the next morning. So all the way through this Sunday night, we'll be streaming live here.
Okay, so they can get on it today and then through the weekend and even longer. Ty, you're going to have to come on a different time and we can spend some time with you. Come on the Power Hour again later, will you?
I would love to.
Awesome.
I would love to, man. And just so people know that are listening, Dr. Josh Axe is up right now. He's got about 10 more minutes, and then we got 3 more speakers coming up right after him. So it's just getting going.
All right. Well, God bless you, Ty, and God bless your conference out there. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Danny. God bless you too, brother. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Wow, I'm really jazzed about this, that so many people are coming. This is really good that he came and brought all those people together. I mean, some of my absolute favorite, Robert Kennedy Jr., Del Bigtree, I've interviewed, Andrew Wakefield interviewed, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who we adore her. And, she reminds me of Joyce, her personality and the way she approaches things almost more than anybody I've met. And, knowing Joyce personally, because I've talking to her off air. And she just has that same type of personality. So I really enjoy talking to her. Anyway, Dr. Group's going to be a keynote speaker, I think, tomorrow. And, you know, his cancer research is, ladies and gentlemen, you want to start with cancer? So somebody said, hey, I got cancer. Where do I need to start? I would say, let me put you on the phone with Dr. Group. He's a personal friend of mine. That's where I would start. So please check that out if you have a chance and give people something to look at. This is a great opportunity. People with cancer, people, you know, maybe getting cancer, whatever, have a relative with cancer. Here, just look at this. See, you don't have to fight these battles. This is what this show gives you. This is what this conference like this gives you. You don't have to explain it all. You don't have to be an encyclopedia. You don't have to make the argument and say, oh, here's something really interesting I found. Dr. Group, who was working with MD Anderson, world class, and went all over the world, cancer research. He's going to speak on cancer and different causes and things like that. I think this would be really worth your time. Say, how hard was that? Check this out. Or if you're, you know, like me and my uncle, and you want to twist his arm and not talk to him for 6 months, you can do that too. Never mind. That's another story. That's an inside story, inside baseball. But, for those of you who've listened for a while, you know what I'm talking about. So I take different approaches, but you can take whatever approach you want. That's a great thing. Anyway, ttaclive.us, the truth about cancer, ttaclive.us is the website. Now, our next guest is, again, one of my favorites. He comes on about once a year, maybe twice a year, depends. So I know if he's coming on, it's fall, there's pumpkins, the frost is getting on the pumpkins, so to speak, and it's Halloween time. He is, you know, since his miraculous salvation in Yahshua over 28 years ago, Reverend William Bill Snoblin has faithfully pressed into the calling and anointing of God to teach biblical revelation to the body of Messiah and lead the lost into salvation. He started With One Accord Ministries in 1992. WithOneAccord.org is his website. WithOneAccord.org. He's written several books: Blood on the Doorpost, Masonry Behind the Light, Wicca, Satan's Little White Lie, Lucifer Dethroned, and also many articles. So we're excited to have him on. He's such a source on the occult and its connection in our society. William Snoblin, so glad to have you back. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be here. Hallelujah.
Well,
I just want to mention, I think, I don't know if you said it or not, I didn't hear you say it, but my newest book is called Romancing Death, and it is about the whole vampire zombie thing and the whole obsession of the pop culture with all these different, they've turned villains into heroes, you know, in the last 15, 20 years. And so that is the newest book I've written, and it's also got a lot of good material in terms of just entertainment and what kind of things should a Christian fill their mind with when they're, you know, relaxing after a hard day's work or whatever, you know. So I think it's a very valuable book as well. But, yeah, you're right. My most famous ones are Blood on the Doorpost and Wicca and Lucifer Dethroned and the Masonry book. But,
well, Well, since you brought that up, let's start there. And I do want to get some, we'll get more background with you in a second. So audience, if you don't know William, we get a lot of new listeners. William Snow, if you don't know him, you're going to want to know him, especially if you're a Christian or not. But anyway, I was, when Twilight came out, you know, my wife is reading the books and she's,
sorry for her.
Well, I know. She's like telling me about this character.
It's not very well written, you know. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's telling me this story. Well, I don't know if it's well written or not, but my gosh, she sold a lot of books. But anyway, she would tell me about these characters and about this vampire, and she wanted the vampire. She wanted Belle to love the vampire. I'm like, she wanted the Belle to love the vampire. I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? And then from there, vampires and that idea. What is so important about it? What is wrong with us reading books about vampires and people?
Well, you know, of course, most people believe that's fantasy. That, you know, it's just like reading a book about the Tooth Fairy or something, no pun intended. But, you know, actually there really are vampires. And, you know, and if that freaks any of your listeners out, I'm sorry, but that's the truth, because I used to be involved in it myself, personally, back long before right before I was born again, in fact. And, you know, this is real stuff, number one. But number two, again, people think, okay, this is just something entertaining, this is something fun. But I'll tell you, I remember, because I was reading the books, the Twilight novels, you know, to do this book that I wrote, because I was primarily focused on that when I wrote the book, between that and, you know, other things like Interview with a Vampire and the Vampire Diaries TV show and, you know, so on. And anyway, I was reading this book, and I was reading, I don't know what book it was now, but in, at one point, the Bella character, who's like the heroine of the story, she was actually talking about how she wanted to be one. And I could literally almost feel the tendrils reach out from the book and try to touch my soul, because of course I had been into that. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you're an alcoholic, you don't want to walk by a bar. Well, this was, I mean, it wasn't like a big temptation. I just rebuked it, you know, in the name of Yeshua. But it's like, if you're, what if, I mean, the target audience of this, these books are teenage girls, and probably a lot of these books. And the other thing, too, that your listeners need to understand is there's a lot of, you know, there's this huge market of romance novels, which, you know, a lot of people refer to as kind of like soft core porn for women, you know, and a lot of those involve vampires and other supernatural creatures. And so the question then becomes, if we start reading about these things and fantasizing about these things, and, you know, because the whole point of a novel is, you know, if the writer is halfway decent, that they're going to get you to identify with the characters. And you were saying, I believe you said it when your wife was saying you wanted Bella to fall in love with the, I can't even think of the guy's name anymore, the vampire character, you know.
Jacob was one. Jacob and
Jacob was the werewolf kid.
Was a werewolf.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I kind
of half of America is aghast that I don't remember his name.
Yeah, well, it's such vital information, you know, but anyway.
What is that guy's name?
I'd rather memorize Bible verses, hallelujah. So anyway, it's like you're identifying with these things, and it's part of the, there I use the word magic of fiction. And it can be a very good thing, you know, if you're reading a worthwhile novel, you know, or an uplifting novel. But if you're reading something that's just steeped in the occult and it's calling good evil and evil good, that's the, and of course that takes us towards the Halloween question as well. But this is a deeper thing, because, you know, it talks about in Proverbs about the idea that all who hate wisdom love death. You know, and that's where I got the title. You know, the wisdom is speaking personified, you know, and she says, all who hate me love death. And that's what's happened to our culture. Starting with abortion,
wow,
which
powerful.
Is, of course, huge.
Abortion, yeah. That's
you
exactly
know, I
what
mean,
I thought
and,
about.
And people have basically, the left wing of the political spectrum in this country has turned that into virtually a sacrament, you know, and... So, but that's just part of it. The rest of it is how we're just gradually being overcome with this stuff. And it, I mean, you know, it used to be you couldn't find things like this on TV, but now it's on television, on cable, and it's presented as you know, like the whole idea of, like I say in the book, who wouldn't want to live forever as a incredibly gorgeous or handsome individual, you know, because in the novels, the idea is once you become a vampire, you get turned into like this, you know, super glamorous person. You know, you might have been it's kind of implied that Bella's sort of a plain Jane, but then when she becomes a vampire, she becomes like totally gorgeous. And, you know, and then you live forever. And, of course, teenage, especially, you know, teenagers are really body conscious because the society makes them that way. And they're trying to think of, okay, how can I be more attractive? How can I be more powerful? Because teenagers are stuck in between. You know, they're expected to be like adults in some ways, but not in others. And, you know, psychologists understand this, and I think so, hopefully, should parents, that teenagers feel deprived, they feel powerless because everybody's bossing them around. And this is a way, just like, you know, any other kind of fictional thing that offers them power, like could I be a sorcerer? Could I be a magician? Well, this is another thing like that where they can feel powerful. And unfortunately, the evil one will get in there and, you know, draw them into this stuff. And, you know, I mean, you know, because it's not as uncommon as it used to be. I mean, when I was involved in this in the 70s, it was rather rare. Now it's, I hate to say it, but it's almost mainstream, the whole vampire thing. I mean, they're actually, large cities have bars that cater to people that are wannabe vampires.
Let me, you know, we probably went a little out of order. Why don't we give a little of your background so people can understand where you're coming? You aren't just some old man on the porch just screaming about somebody, you know, for people to get off your lawn. I mean, you understand this. This isn't conjecture. To hidden parts, occultish parts of our society, this is more than real, and this is part of their battle plan. And just explain a little of your background so people understand.
Well, sure, but let me preface it by saying this. Most believer, even Bible-believing individuals today, have a problem with the idea of the supernatural. They think, and not all of them by any means, but a large percentage of them think, oh, that's not really a concern. They know God is up there, of course, and, you know, Yeshua and all of that, that's a given, and of course there's angels and stuff, but the whole idea of there being a supernatural realm where demons and fallen celestial beings travel around, you know, like Peter says, seeking the ruin of souls, this is real. And there is real sorcery, there is real magic, we're not just talking about pulling a rabbit out of a hat. And there are people, for whatever reason, that either because they tried to do it or because something happened to them, their eyes are opened spiritually, like we read about happening in the Bible to people in a holy sense, and they can see into the spiritual realm. And let me illustrate with my own story, because I really believe this is what happened to me. When I was a child, we went out, and this story is why I'm kind of deaf on the whole Halloween thing. When I was a child, I would go out trick-or-treating every year, you know, because I'm 70 years old, so this is back in the 50s, and you didn't hear anything bad about Halloween, nothing whatsoever. There was, you know, and my folks were devout Catholics, and, you know, so, and of course, Catholicism brought Halloween to America. I don't know if your listeners know that, but basically it was illegal. Halloween was illegal in the early history of America and in the colonies because the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and the Baptists that were in Rhode Island, they understood the evil of it. But then in the 19th century, we had all of these, and, you know, I'm part Irish, so I can say this, these Irish immigrants coming over because of the famine, and they brought this custom with them. Of keeping Samhain or Halloween, and it kind of caught on in the culture, and of course the marketing people saw that it was there. Well, so anyway, getting back to my story, I didn't really, you know, nobody knew anything evil about Halloween. It was just kind of a little scare thing, you know, and so me and my friend were out trick-or-treating, and it was a beautiful, clear October night, and I looked up in the sky. And instead of seeing the stars, which were there a couple minutes ago, the whole sky was black. And it looked like it was moving. And it was almost, and I didn't even have anything to compare this to, but later on, I was given a tour with my folks of a cave that was full of bats, you know, and there were all these bats sleeping, hanging, you know, from like they do from the ceiling of this cave, you know, covering it. With these little black leathery things. Well, these weren't little, but it was like the whole canopy of the sky was covered with these black leathery things, and their eyes started to open. And I couldn't really see what they looked like because they were almost like one man. These red eyes, hundreds of pairs of red eyes were opening up, and they were all gazing at me. And it's like they seared my soul. And I didn't understand any of this, you know. I was just terrified, but I felt also this stirring of, and I mean, I was probably 10 at this time, almost what you might call a lust, but of a spiritual nature. And I can talk about that later if you want, but it awakened something dark within me. And then my friend, who kept walking while I was gaping up at this phenomenon, he said, "Hey, Bill, what are you doing?" And I looked down at him, and then I looked up, and the sky was normal again. And I just kind of shuddered and shook it off and went on my way. But I'll tell you, after that, I can look back now through the eyes of Scripture and, of course, also maturity, and I can see where, you know, year after year in my adolescent years, I was gradually being led into deeper and deeper stuff, you know, and I don't know how much time you want to spend on this, but I mean, like, I got involved in, like, you know, reading about flying saucers and, you know, reading about UFOs and reading about parapsychology and writing. And this is like a teenager. This is like 14 and 15 years old. And I was pulling every book I could out of the library and reading this stuff. And because, you know, there was no internet back then. And I got involved with you know, all kinds of this occult stuff, you know, stuff that's like on the fringe of the occult. It's not yet full-blown occultism, but, you know, reading about haunted houses, reading about haunted cemeteries, and, you know, all these different things, anomalies, you know, mysteries, because I was brought up by my mother to be a big mystery fan. So anyway, by the time I got into college, I was going to be a priest. But I remember going out when I had to walk somewhere because I didn't have a car. And where I went to school is a very cliffy, hilly place. It's Dubuque, Iowa, right near Mississippi River. And, you know, I was up on a bluff looking over the city. It was Halloween night, it happened to be. And, again, I saw this same thing. I saw, like almost like a horde of locusts flying over the city on Halloween night. You know, these black leathery things, you know, like you see these pictures of locust swarms. So
there's the music
stuff.
William, yeah,
sure.
let's stop right there. We'll come back on the other side, get into specifically, you know, you became an occult priest, a druid priest, a Satanist, Luciferian. What does that mean?
Yeah.
And then we'll get into, and then we'll go from there to present day. Stay tuned. William Snowblind with oneaccord.org.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.